You're listening to a show from the Nostalgia Old Time Radio Station at Podango.com. Also a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Community.
Welcome to the Big Band Serenade, where we go back each week and enjoy the best of the Big Band era.
Welcome once again to another Big Band Serenade. This week we're going to listen to the music of Eddie Condon. I have a remote that I want to play, and I have some great selections of his music. Eddie Condon was a jazz banjoist, guitarist, and bandleader. A leading figure in the so-called Chicago school of early Dixieland, he also played piano and sang occasionally. In 1928, Condon moved to New York City. He frequently arranged jazz sessions with various recording labels, sometimes playing with artists that he brought in to the recording studios such as Louis Armstrong and Fats Waller. He played with the big band of Red Nichols for a time, but later in 1938 he had a long association with Mitt Gabler's Commodore Records. From the late 1930s on, he was a regular at the Manhattan Jazz Club Knicks. Condon also did a series of jazz radio broadcasts from New York's Town Hall during 1944 and 45, which were nationally popular, and we're going to be listening to one today from September the 9th, 1944, during World War II, broadcast to our soldiers. In 1945 through 1967, he also ran his own jazz club in New York called Eddie Condon's. 1948, his autobiography, We Called It Music, was published. The book has many interesting and entertaining anecdotes about musicians that Condon worked with. If you're interested in this book, I'll put a link in the show notes. It's not very pricey. It's about $7.95. I think it's the best price I saw. Eddie Condon toured all the way up to 1971, where he passed away in New York City in 1973. So if you're ready, let's begin our show. We're going to begin, the order will be that we'll play about three or four of his songs, and then I'm going to play that remote from 1944, September the 9th. I hope you enjoy, and don't forget to come again next week. Here's a catchy little tune, Dill Pickles from 1950, to get us all started today. Love is Just Around the Corner from 1938. Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, from 1947. Thank you. Some Sunny Day, 1946. There'll Be Some Changes Made, 1939. Thank you. California, Here I Come, 1938. Now let's listen to a remote that was broadcast from September the 9th, 1944. This will give you a live historical vibe of what it was like to hear the music played right there in your home on the radio.
Gentlemen, ladies, all you G.I. Hot fans from Ketchikan to Calcutta, it's time now to visit Eddie Condon's Jazz Band Ball by direct rebroadcast straight from the hallowed and gilt-edged town hall on the island of Manhattan. Now your host for this jazz bash, Fred Robbins.
Eddie Condon's Jazz Concert. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, hot music aficionados all over the United States, Canada, and Latin America. Well, outside of a little salute to Louis Armstrong, nobody seems to know just what's going to happen here this afternoon, as usual. Nobody, that is, except Mr. Eddie Condon.
Well, the personnel of that last number was Gene Shearer on the piano, still at Nick's. Bob Haggard, still with his chickens on the bass. Ernie Caceres on the baritone, radio man, does that Mildred Bailey show and various other ones. And Myth Mole, who's got the band down at Nick's. And P.B. Russell is in that band down at Nick's. And I guess that was all. Maxie Kaminsky had a little bit to do with that background. But as a fellow here, I want to say a few words concerning this next number. Gene Krupa.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Eddie,
yes?
I've always had an ambition. You remember a record that Bobby Haggard and Ray Perdue made a long time ago?
Positively do.
I think they entitled it Big Noise from Winnetka.
That's out in our home country, Gene.
That's right. So, I've always had a desire to play that with Bobby, and I guess the opportunity presents itself right now, huh?
I don't know of a better chance.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Gene. Gene, as you know, is at the Capitol Theater. They ran out of several rolls of tickets this morning, so we're going to let everybody in for nothing, starting at 2:30 tomorrow morning. All right, Gene, you want to take this? Go ahead. Just for certain, that was composed by Ray Baduc and Bob Haggard, who played the bass at this present rendition, the past rendition. Now, this next number is going to be a thing. We're going to salute this one to Louis Armstrong. He used to play this around Chicago. 19 years ago around the Sunset Cafe. Recorded it, and it's called Butter and Egg Man. Are you boys ready over there? I'm going to give you two beats on this. Here we go. One, two. Well, that was a Butter and Egg with Muggsy Spanier on the cornet. One of the few cornet players left. Now, Peavy, looks like you start this out. Peavy's going to play a little composition of his own. In fact, I think everyone's composed this number from some angle or viewpoint. This is going to be called The Blues by Peavy Russell. Take four bars, Peavy. Go ahead. Thank you. That was Peavy. We finally unshackled Peavy. This next go-around is Heebie Jeebies. Another salute to Louis Armstrong. This is going to feature some fellows here. We have Miff on the trombone, Peavy Russell on the clarinet, Billy Butterfield on the cornet, and Haggard still with us, Gene Schrader, and Joe Grasso's on the drums.
How about three beats? You got that fly ready, Miff? Ready? One, two, three.
Edward, I guess you got the barefoot gang ready. I see our fullback Pee-wee has his shoulder pads adjusted.
How about those pads under his eyes?
Who's carrying those bags these days?
All right, look it, fellas. Are you ready? Gene, I'm going to give you two beats on this. Ready? One, two. Thank you.
Miff on the trombone, Miff Mole. Here goes Max Comiskey from the Pied Piper downtown. Got his own band down there. Down at Nick's, here's Pee-wee from the same saloon. Billy Butterfield, the last of Billy for a few weeks. Bob Haggart, chicken raiser. Those chicken are laying some extra eggs now, Bob. Here's Gene Schrader again, downtown at Nick's. We'll be right back.
Forces Radio Service.
That's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I hope to see you here next week, and if you bring a friend, we'll have more of us here. Don't forget, this is the best of the big band era.